The Taliban is reviving an old tactic. In a new report, Human Rights Watch says education, particularly for girls, is under attack. The group says schools have been bombed, teachers shot, and children beaten. Zeyma Corson Neff co-wrote the report, and she joins me now. Why is the Taliban attacking schools now?
Education is very much on the front lines in Afghanistan, and the Taliban are bombing schools, killing and even beheading teachers, and intimidating, in some cases, killing students. But it's not just the Taliban. In some cases, it's local warlords or other armed opposition groups who are opposed to the central government, or even local criminals or narco traffickers. These groups, in some cases, are attacking schools because simply they are symbols of government, and they want to drive out government influence in those areas. In other instances, the attacks are attacks on secular or Western education, or girls' education in particular.
Well, why girls' education in particular? Why are they targeting girls?
There's a long history of social resistance to girls' education in Afghanistan and to Western education generally, and nowhere was that exemplified as vividly as by the Taliban, who prevented almost all girls and women from attending school. But girls and women in Afghanistan want to get an education, and all over the country, girls and women in Afghanistan have told me they want to go to school. But they need safe schools, they need accessible schools, and they need culturally appropriate education. And these attacks are preventing many girls and women from attending.
Tell us some of the stories that your investigators uncovered doing the research for this report.
When I was in Kandahar in December of last year, I spoke with a mother of two girls who had just withdrawn them from school. Now, this was a family that had come back as refugees from Pakistan and enrolled their girls in school in 2002-2003. But around the time of Ramadan in 2005, there was a note posted on the wall of the mosque threatening parents for sending their girls to school and saying, if we throw acid on their faces or if we murder them, only the parents will be to blame. And that was, of course, terrifying to a parent to know that they were sending a child to school under threat of having acid thrown on their faces. But those parents persisted because they said, we want our children to get an education. But around the time of the end of Ramadan, they found another note, and at that point simply felt that it was too dangerous to take the risk of sending their children to school, and so they pulled them out. And they told me, we want to send our girls to school, but we're scared of what's going to happen. Now, the remarkable thing is that this happened in Kandahar City itself, which has one of the higher rates of girls enrollment in the country. Imagine what's happening to girls in rural areas outside of the city who have to walk several hours in order to get to school. It's no wonder that most of those girls simply aren't attending.
After the overthrow of the Taliban several years ago, it was trumpeted by the Bush administration that girls were now being able to go back to school and that education was now becoming a priority for families with girls. And I'm wondering what the situation is now.
Enormous gains have been made since the ouster of the Taliban, and there are almost 5 million children officially enrolled in school. But those gains are under threat. Imagine if you're a girl in Afghanistan today, you're facing social pressure, you're facing infrastructure problems, you're facing physical distance to get to school, and throw in attacks, and it's no wonder that more than half of girls in Afghanistan today still don't attend school.
What is the government doing about this? Are NATO forces doing anything to stop this?
Right now, the government doesn't even keep a record of how many attacks are occurring on schools or what the response has been. What Human Rights Watch urges is that security, which at present is being provided primarily by international forces, be directed at the security of the Afghan people. That security in Afghanistan isn't just about killing Taliban. It is about making ordinary Afghans safe enough to carry out their ordinary lives, to go to the market, to seek health care, to go to school. And that education be a key benchmark, first because it's often the only sign of government that people have in their villages. Second, because it's easily measurable. You can tell whether children are going to school or not and how many schools are open. And finally, if girls aren't being educated, then those are the future teachers, the future political leaders, and the future mothers of the country who are not going to have the education that they need in order to participate in the daily life of the country. Afghanistan is in danger of losing another generation and condemning the country to a future of poverty and despair.
Zeyma Korsun-Neff of Human Rights Watch, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.